single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV. 수요일.
Hello and welcome to Living Life. May you be nourished deeply in your time in God's Word today. Today is September 26th, and we're continuing with Isaiah chapter 28. When you're parenting children, you have the tendency to reiterate instruction over and over again because they just don't listen. Just yesterday, I was telling my kids to dress up, pajamas, get ready for dinner, or get ready for a shower, and then, you know, get ready for bed. Just tend to repeat over and over the same instructions over and over again. And many times, you know, they treat it like a nagging from their parents, and they don't really listen right away. When we come before God's instruction, God's word, what if we were treating it as same thing, like nagging from our parents instead of a holy divine instruction from God? The consequences when we treat God's word as nagging is more dire. So as we jump into our passage today, let's read with a sense of urgency and seriousness that this is not just nagging from our parents. We're approaching God's word, and this is our life, and this is the foundation upon which our life can be found. So let's dive into our passage today.
Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9 through 22. Who is he trying to teach? To whom is he explaining his message? To children weaned from their milk, to those just taken from the breast? For it is, do and do, do and do, rule on rule, rule on rule, a little here, a little there. Very well then, with foreign lips and strange tongues, God will speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the resting place, let the weary rest, and this is the place of repose. But they would not listen. So then the word of the Lord to them will become, do and do, do and do, rule on rule, rule on rule, a little here, a little there, so that they will go and fall backward, be injured and snared and captured. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scoffers who rule this people in Jerusalem. You boast, we have entered into a covenant with death. With the grave we have made an agreement. When an overwhelming scourge sweeps by, it cannot touch us, for we have made a lie our refuge and falsehood our hiding place. So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed. I will make justice the measuring line, and righteousness the plumb line. Hail will sweep away your refuge, the lie, and water will overflow your hiding place. Your covenant with death will be annulled, your agreement with the grave will not stand. When the overwhelming scourge sweeps by, you will be beaten down by it. As often as it comes, it will carry you away, morning after morning, by day and by night. It will sweep through. The understanding of this message will bring sheer terror. The bed is too short to stretch out on, the blanket too narrow to wrap around you. The Lord will rise up as he did at Mount Perazim. He will rouse himself as in the valley of Gibeon, to do his work, his strange work, and perform his task, his alien task. Now stop your mocking, or your chains will become heavier. The Lord Almighty has told me of the destruction decreed against the whole land.
So our passage begins with these Israelite leaders complaining that God's instructions and God's word to them are a lot like nagging from their parents. Look at what they say, verse 9 and 10. They're basically saying that they're complaining. They're too wise. They're too mature for these basic instructions from God. So they're saying things like, do this, do that, a rule for this, a rule for that, a little here, a little there. So they're treating God's divine commands like nagging from a parent. But notice what God is really, really saying to them in verse 12. Verse 12 says, "This is the resting place. Let the weary rest. This is the place of repose." So God is actually not nagging them at all. He was actually offering them rest. He was inviting them to truly find security and rest in Him alone. And that's one of the main misconceptions about Christianity, is that it burdens you with this yoke of slavery, that you, when you become a Christian, like, you can't do things that you don't want to do anymore, and there's a heavier load and burden placed upon you. But in actuality, Christianity, Jesus says, "Come to me, you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. You know, take my yoke upon you and learn from me." So in Christianity, Jesus is always calling us out of the burden, out of the yoke of slavery, into true freedom and true rest from trying to prove ourselves and trying to make something of ourselves in this society. But what do the Israelites do? They treat God like a burden, like they treat God like a nagging parent. So they don't really listen to instructions. Therefore, they're trying to find rest and security somewhere else other than God. Namely, they're trying to find rest and security in their alliance with Egypt. So in verse 15, these Israelite leaders, they're boasting. They have an alliance with Egypt. You know, it's described as alliance with death and with the realm of the dead. You know, they have this partnership with Egypt, and they think their life is good and secure. But the end doesn't bode well for Israel and Judah. Verse 18 shows us that this covenant will be annulled. It will be like nothing. This partnership and alliance they trusted in will not stand. They will be swept away by the impending judgment from God. So look at verse 20. Verse 20 says, "They can't even rest fully securely on their beds." That's pretty sad when you can't rest on your bed. They're constantly terrorized. Verse 21 shows us that all the amazing past victories that God brought for Israel will be turned reverse on their own heads. So they'll be the one defeated at the hands of God. Verse 22 shows us that the chains, the yoke of slavery, will become heavier and heavier and heavier. Such is the outcome for everyone who seeks to find true rest and security apart from God. So all of us here, you know, where do you find your security? Where do you find your rest for your soul? Is there a part of us that treats God's commands and God's instruction like a nagging, you know, words from our parents? What is God's promise for us, for everyone who trusts in His word alone? Look at verse 16. Verse 16, it says, "So this is what the sovereign Lord says. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who relies on it will never be stricken with panic." That's a great, great verse. It's a beautiful promise that there's a Savior coming. There's a Messiah coming, and He will come to rule with justice and righteousness. He will be the sure foundation and a precious cornerstone. All who trust in this coming Messiah will find true rest and security. So what a beautiful promise for all of us that speaks of Jesus Christ, the true cornerstone and foundation for our soul. Jesus doesn't come to burden us with more nagging commands and burdens and loads and shackles on our feet, but He comes to give us true rest and freedom, liberty and security that the rest of the world cannot give us. You know, I heard about this one song that's very popular these days in iTunes. Top 50. It made the top 50 chart. It's called a very six A's, very good song. So this song, particular song, made the iTunes top 50. It's one of the most popular songs. It's a 10 minute of silence, 10 minute of just nothingness. And the reason why people are downloading this song and purchasing this song is because when they have that on their phone, when they get into their car, instead of playing some music, Bluetooth playing some music, they'll get that 10 minute of silence in their car. It speaks to how much people, like you and I, we're seeking, we're searching, we're craving for that silence or that rest or that security for our souls. And where can that true rest be found? Our passage shows us that the only sure foundation and precious cornerstone is the Messiah, Son of God, Jesus Christ. If you run to Him, you will never be stricken with panic. So because of our pastoral ministry, I get to visit hospitals often. And whenever I visit hospitals, I'm always wondering, what should I say? God, what can I possibly say to these patients that will give them comfort? And, you know, I'm often directed to Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I will lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Surely your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life. You know, these words speak so much comfort into our soul. It speaks to how your soul can find rest in Jesus today, not because your situation and circumstances are going well, but because He is your good shepherd. And He's leading you. Even though you walk through the valley of shadow of death, you can fear no evil. You might have problems in your life. You might have storms in your life today, right now. But if Jesus is in your boat, if Jesus is in your soul, you can rest peacefully. So I pray that this will be your confession today as you come before Him. Let's pray. Father, we ask that our hearts and our soul will find true rest, peace, and security in your Son, Jesus. That, Lord, what you have done for us would always be more than enough. And, Lord, that you will be the sure foundation and the precious cornerstone for our soul, that those who trust in you will never be stricken with panic or fear. Would you drive away all the anxieties and worries from our hearts, that we would rest peaceably, that we would just experience peace in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a further and stepping in closer, CGM.